This is Mystic Dylan, the Witch.
This is Adele Levine, the Medium.
And together, we are the Witch and the Medium.
All right.
All right.
We're recording. Hey, we have our drinks. We look real profesh.
So profesh.
All right, Dylan. Who are you?
My name is Mystic Dylan. I'm an intuitive medium and no, I'm kidding. My name is Mystic Dylan. I am a traditional witch and occultist, part-time Egyptologist, folklorist, anthropologist, nerdy book witch.
Boom.
This is
Adele Levine. Took me. I forgot. I'm an intuitive and a medium, so I like to remote view, and use remote viewing in both readings and talk to the dead. And
you never me my incense, so now.
Oh shit! Should I go get it and we can light it? Okay, you talk to them, Dylan.
What? Oh, you're leaving me. Okay, so it's been a minute. If you're new to this channel, I don't know if this is being filmed. We're filming because I'm staring at a camera. if you're new to the pod, see, I'm confused by podcasts with film.
Because today, since we have taken our hiatus,
I thought you were going to say hyena. Since we've taken our hiatus,
people film podcasts now.
They do?
Yes.
I'm new to the filming of the podcast.
You know, he doesn't do
I'm old school podcaster.
Yes, he's an old school everythinger, right?
I know. Isn't it funny for being the younger one?
Yes. Let's watch it.
Wafting that incense.
Basically, for those who are new to us, we are the witch and this is the witch, I'm the medium, and we think it's interesting because people tend to think it's the opposite, and I think everything's the opposite. He's more into history and old school stuff, and I'm more into, like, you know, more futuristic stuff. Are you gonna burn
the hyena? No.
Are you gonna burn the hyena?
No, I have
maybe a system. Put it in the jar. No, you have a system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, somehow there's some
demons
going in this
This is my shop.
And this is his shop. Oh, this is the Old World Emporium. This is Mystic Dylan's shop. And we have a visitor over here, this hyena that is a real hyena. And this is your shop. And what's going on with this dress over here? What's happening.
So... well, I'm not going to say because I don't want to ruin it. But let's just know that once in a while, incense needs to burn in this specific section of the shop.
You're not going to ruin it. What does that mean?
Because I don't want to, it's a long story, but, you know, we're good now. We cleanse this space. The space is cleansed.
Oh, well, we all want to know what that means.
Well, I can't ruin it. So just know, one day I'll say it. I'm just not going to say it for tonight's purposes. But just know that it is crucial that once in a while we burn incense in this particular corner of
because
the shop.
Because it smells like sulfur.
Yeah.
So what is sulfur usually associated with?
Demons. But, okay, so really the truth
okay.
is that once upon a time before this shop was the Old World Emporium, it was a flower shop. So they built this, like, grate in here for, I guess, irrigation or to, like...
See, it's not that...
Water plants or whatever. And then, like, it's good, but once in a while it gets stinky.
So, you see, not everything is, you know, creepy.
Yeah, scary. But there could be a florist demon. You never know. Today's episode.
Yes. So first we wanted to kind of talk a little bit about what we do. And for those of you new, so we said that we do offer readings and classes, and Dylan does things like mm-hmm. this. He has a store called the Old World Emporium. You can come check out. I do stuff, you know,
online. Where are we located? I'm in... Well, she gets scared. Who hurt you?
Dylan, I had a lot of people that hurt me.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you where Adela lives.
I've had stalkers.
I'm going to tell you where Adela lives. I know. I'm not going to tell you where Adela lives. Our shop is located in Santa Clarita. Wow. My shop is located in Santa Clarita. Not Adela. Dylan.
How obvious now are you being?
Okay. Well, I'm not saying that that's... No.
Just say.
I'm not saying that. You know what's going to happen. You're not going to see the whole of this episode. I'm going to watch this episode and it's going to be
edited.
It's going to be edited. So my shop is located in Santa Clarita, California folk. We teach classes on, I'm drawing
on
a blank.
Everything.
On
he
everything.
Does witchcraft
on everything.
Classes. It was You're a long doing day. Like a million classes, mm-hmm. I've seen. Yeah.
Working with ancestors. I'm doing a traditional witchcraft. I keep seeing people walk by because the windows are open.
Yes. I
teach a witchcraft class, mm-hmm. a traditional witchcraft class. I teach tarot. So we teach all the things,
and
all
you
the
do
things.
Readings. What mm-hmm. kind of readings do you do?
I read palmistry, I read bones, I read not your bones, my bones. Well,
maybe
not my
bones,
throwing bones. tarot, cardamancy, playing cards.
What is cardamancy?
It's the art of throwing playing cards, just
oh,
reading
yeah,
playing
that's
cards.
My favorite.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I started.
Yeah.
Playing cards
old
and old school witch
I
right here.
Yeah.
And Adela, she remotes views, so
do you know what remote viewing is, Dylan?
Yeah, you can look in people's bedrooms.
Oh. Okay, kind of does know that. I was surprised.
See?
So
she can peer in and say, like, this is what I see. This is what's going on.
I use right remote now. Viewing for the future, past and present, and Dylan is gonna agree to at least watch one episode of Stranger Things. Because
your
Stranger
favorite
Things,
episode.
Stranger Things is based on the government looking for psychics.
Okay.
And people to remote view and to help with, like, you know, the enemy and stuff.
That's cool.
So I do that. And that's not your favorite.
I know there's
you
a
see
sexy...
how interested he is.
I'm not.
Wow.
I mean, I just know that there's a sexy police officer.
Yeah.
Or is he a security guard?
He's a police officer. Okay. He is the sexy... That's all. It's all he knows. That's all it is. So,
and Winona Ryder. I know Winona Ryder's in
yes,
it.
Yes, she is.
I tried with the first episode, but I'll give it a chance.
You have to try.
Because then they're like demigorgons and some weird shit.
It gets way better by third season.
Third season.
Everybody
okay.
agree third season is where, and the fourth season it gets insanely good. Because then,
okay.
they're like, there's a scene that I think even you would love. Which
okay.
I think I'll have you watch that episode.
Okay.
Everybody... Tell us in the comments below. Do you
Stranger
want him to
Things.
Watch Stranger Things? Okay.
Yeah.
Tell him that he has to watch. So I do remote viewing, and I talk to people who have passed on. And I do readings, and I teach classes online. I know I have to get out into the world and start doing them publicly, so I will do that.
But you know what?
What?
I'm going to take over because I learned a few things.
What?
I learned a few things. Because I've done YouTube-y stuff.
Okay.
I've done
YouTube. Yes.
One, subscribe. Oh!
Wow!
Yeah! I know what's up. Subscribe to this. Is it a channel?
Lord,
I made it so far. Subscribe to this
First
channel.
First of all, no one says subscribe anymore. It's not cool.
It's not?
Now you go like hit the comp, smash the comment button, smash the subscribe button.
Smash the comment button, smash the
Probably
subscribe button. And also,
yes.
I say we do what's coming up now.
What do you mean?
So Adela's teaching a class, a psychic circle.
You're right.
Oh, see?
Good job. How did you know I'm teaching that?
Because I learned. I watched someone else's YouTube.
No, how did you know I was doing that?
Because I'm psychic.
Yes. He saw
She's
my
teaching
Instagram.
A psychic circle on November.
Wrong.
So Wrong.
I am teaching
Wrong.
Psychic development practice course. So I did this online. People liked it where we practice using psychic. I used to teach this a lot for a lot of years at the other place that we met.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing it again. And this is where you can practice reading on each other, and I'll show you. So it's a course, a 4-week course, because I used to do courses. And in this last class I taught people, I said, would you want me to do these courses? And they're like, yes, we want you to do courses. So you can sign up for the psychic, so you can kind of learn what your sight is. Is it sight this way, seeing, feeling, touching, smelling, and all that kind of stuff, tasting. And then we will practice on each other, which I did a class and people shocked themselves on it.
And when is that class?
And that class is going to be starting this Saturday, the 17th.
I knew it was in November. You said no.
You're right. And even though Dylan, you know, don't say anything, but just for Turkey Week, I'm giving 25% off my readings with the code Turkey. Silence. And now you have a list of a million things. So here we go.
Shit. And I obviously don't know the dates because they're all the way over there. when is this video being published?
It's probably going to be published by, like, before these classes.
Damn.
On Monday.
I have classes coming up.
Go read them off for you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to go read them off for
yeah.
you. Here we go. What a friend I am.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. November 15th, 22nd, and 29th, I have a traditional witchcraft 201 class. Typically, I do not teach this class unless you've taken our 101. However, if you think you can bypass that, definitely take our 201. I have a working with ancestors class. That is on 18th of November. 18th of November. It is called What the Folk, Working with Ancestors. After that, I have
11/19, The Truth About Baba Yoga class.
The Truth About Baba Yaga on the 19th of November. That is taught by our friend Sergey. He is a Russian witch. He's going to tell you about Slavic witchcraft, Slavic paganism. That is, you can find all that information on the oldworldemporium.com.
Yes,
so follow our website, old with
website.
An E.
11/26, he has a tattoo something.
That's right. That's in store. Tattoo okay. And tarot. And we'll drop that. We'll drop that info in the
description. Yes. So that's everything we're doing. And you can always get readings from either one of us on our website.
And a new thing we're doing.
Yes. What's the new thing we're doing?
You do the readings, I do the spell work.
Oh, that's right. The new thing we're doing is I'll do a reading and Dylan will do the spell work, because we realized that I can look at people's love life and I can look at the person. I can remote view the person you want to talk to and see what's going on. And I will kind of encourage you to heal and do all these things. And Dylan will say, fuck that.
I'm going to manipulate that shit and get you your boo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we realized, like, why haven't we done that before? Because people always want me to do stuff. And mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't want to do stuff. I love reading. So I just rather see it.
And I love doing spell work.
And he loves doing spell work. So we're going to figure out how we're going to do that. But we are offering that. And we will post it.
Do you want to share the hand blanket with me?
Sure. Thank you.
Do you know what a hand blanket is?
No, I don't. What is it? Is this something?
What do you think a hand is?
I feel like it's masturbating.
A hand drop. I'm kidding. This blanket has never been used for that. It just seems very, like, you know.
What does a hand blanket mean?
I don't know. If you want to do shenanigans.
Oh, you mean you're hiding under it?
Yeah, absolutely.
What am I missing here?
Let's just continue.
It's that. Okay.
Let's continue.
It's okay. Let's
move
on so we don't get banned.
Okay, wait.
Yes.
Do we wanna? I feel like this needs to happen.
Okay.
Because I know we're gonna talk about Interview the Vampire, but I feel like this needs to happen.
Okay. By popular demand, I am going to read. I'm trying, Dylan. I wanted to tell you something.
Yes.
I'm trying to be more. Less uptight about stuff.
I've noticed.
Have you noticed?
I've noticed.
Because I've been very serious and uptight. Maybe.
Maybe.
And that's what I like about him. And I'm trying to embrace that more. He's not surprised. But before I even decided to read his hyena, which, by the way, this was a live hyena.
Yes, this is Hannah the hyena.
I tuned into it at home and I saw it was a girl. And he's like, oh, I already know it's a girl. I go, I know, but I didn't know that. So
yeah, right. It's a girl.
Okay, so I am going to add this. I'm going to make this announcement here, Dylan, if you don't mind. I've always hid the fact that I can read animals live and dead.
Whoa.
But I do them in readings. So I'm going to add that to my description to my readings because people, I never publicly just say it. I do this.
What incense did you choose?
I don't know. I just pulled one. What is it? Is it terrible? I don't know. The incense is worse.
It's mixed. It's mixed.
Are you serious?
It's taken on, I don't know, maybe it's just me.
Should I get a different one?
No, you're fine.
Okay. We might have to get
Ask her if she likes Hannah or Harriet.
Okay, first of all, let me look and see how her death was.
Oh, no.
Do you want to know that?
I want to know.
Do you?
I know she's old. Well, I know the taxidermy is old.
Okay.
I don't know if she was old. I want to know.
Okay, let me take a look. Okay, you guys ready? Okay, I'm going to do this.
Do you
want to
touch her?
I don't need to touch her. I can touch her, but, you know, I deal with the spirit part. You can deal with the physical part. That's the difference between us. I like more the energy, not the actual bones. You do.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let me take a look. Let me see. Hold on. Here we go. You know, as soon as I, like when you talked about her, what I see, I actually didn't see a tragic end. Like I didn't see an attack or something like this. It kind of, I mean, we have no way to confirm this, by the way, just to put the disclaimer out. We have no way to confirm it. But what I get is from the stomach and that it might be more like a poisonous thing or a stomach thing or eating something internal. It doesn't look like an attack or vicious, but it does look like painful in the intestine and stomach area. As far as you having her here, she doesn't care, which isn't surprising to me because animals never care about these things. They're very like at peace with, you know, but she does say, hold on. Like, you know what's interesting? Because this is very different for me. I'm just going to say. But I think what's interesting is what she does for you. Like she says, she calms you and brings you like a calmness and maybe luck, which I don't know if hyenas are lucky or anything. But I feel like she's talking about how like you kind of talk at her like she's a person.
I talk to her
and she's okay with it. Like, so I guess this is interesting for people to know if people are kind of tripped out about stuff like this, but if it's a natural cause, this is what she's saying, they're fine with it. They kind of said, she's saying this is kind of ancient way of honoring an animal, almost. It's almost like respectful, which is kind of interesting. Is that true? Do you know anything about the ancient ways that they did to animals? Like, she's talking about way, way, like, going back in time.
Like, the Egyptians preserved animals, you know, because they represented, you know, they were kind of revered. Like, they didn't worship the actual animal, but they held the symbolism of animals sacred. I will say, ever since I was a kid, I've always had an attraction with hyenas. And I think even more so now, like, in Africa, in sub-Saharan Africa, they're actually associated with witches.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Is it only in Africa they are?
Yeah. And I think, like, only in Africa, and which I guess makes sense because they're in Africa.
Right.
But I also feel like, I don't know. I so you saying that is like,
I feel
it's
like
weird.
She's like more like a guardian.
Yeah, and that's what I feel.
Yeah, and she's okay with it because she says the misconception of their kind is that that's what they are. They're kind of like guardian, but they're just, you know, they're obviously vicious about it.
Yeah, and you know, there's another misconception because I don't like, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, well, hyenas are scavengers. No, they hunt and they have one of the strongest bites. And she's a girl because, well, I mean, so, like, hyenas have...
What?
Female hyenas are actually the dominant. They put the male hyenas to shame because they have an enlarged...
Oh, okay, gotcha. We got it.
Got it.
We don't want to get kicked off of YouTube, so we got it.
Yeah.
We, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. So, like, I don't know. But what's weird is that, like, and I know it's, but, like, her face is not, she has, like, this, like, nurture. I don't know. Yeah. There's something about
her
face.
There's, like, a nurturing face.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like what I hear her saying is kind of more, like, you know how animals believe there's, like, a cycle. There's a purpose for, and she's saying, like, the idea of being a guardian, and kind of similar to, like, how a lion female would be, that she's similar, but they're just not as graceful.
Yeah, she's definitely, and you know, there's so many misconceptions about hyenas, and you know, a lot of people find them ugly and whatever. I love her.
But I think that's what she means by that people don't accept them because they're not as graceful as a lion.
Right.
You know, lions are more attractive to people.
Yeah, and they're more.
Wow, but that's kind of weird how powerful. We do that, though.
Yeah,
that kinda,
right?
It is kind of.
Yeah, bad. Freaking
Because
A.
lions will F you up.
They will, but so will a fucking hyena.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, when people are like, ooh, cute lion, you're like, they will tear you to pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't.
I
want to
be like, it's the circle of life.
He's really into singing today.
And it moves us all. Okay. Sorry. Oh wait, and there are hyenas in Lion King too. See.
And they're the bad ones.
They're the bad guys.
They're the bad guys in Lion King.
Yeah.
I think
I've always associated with the hyenas too because they're misunderstood.
That's
how I feel. I feel like I'm on the outskirts, you know.
Do you feel like you're on the outskirts because people think because of what you do?
Yeah. I mean, being gay, that's another one too. Witchcraft, you know, on the fringe. You always talk about on the fringe.
We're
and
on
I
the
think
fringe.
If there's anything, like, I feel like in the animal realm,
They're the fringe.
They're the fringe. And actually, a lot of my favorite animals I find are, like, on the fringe, like snakes and, like, things like that.
Yeah.
Like, I really like those dark, macabre-esque looking animals.
Yeah, I think that, like, I feel that what I do is on the fringe, but I think people think it's not on the fringe. They always think it's, like, more, like, angelic-y, and it's not considered that at all in our world.
What?
Talking to the dead is exactly not, it's not exactly, not exactly, not, you know, what?
Where did you pull this incense?
Okay, I'm getting another incense. Talk to them, Dylan Boyle. Get everything.
Can you get, like, lavender? Not lavender.
Egyptian jasmine.
That's what we're burning?
Oh, no. It's
Hogwart. Mugwort.
Mugwort. Oh, it's very witchy, though.
Okay, mugwort attracts spirits, but it also smells like barbecue.
I gotta get this before I leave, by the way.
What?
This incense.
Okay.
This is lavender.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, we're burning mugwort for all the people. It doesn't smell good. Mugwort has never smelled good.
Ugh.
No wonder. Okay.
I'm like, what is happening?
Oh. Hilarious. All right, wait. What's going on?
Ugh.
All right. Okay, so we're burning lavender now.
Part two.
Part
lavender.
Two.
And now we can transition. Okay, does she like Hannah or Harriet?
Hannah. Harriet.
Hannah.
Is more
like an old woman.
Harriet sounds more like an old woman. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like she's like a Hannah, even though she's. But at the same time, I also hear her say whatever you like. I think she thinks you like Hannah.
Yeah, I like Hannah.
That's what she's saying.
Hannah the hyena.
So yeah, that makes more sense. H-H.
Hannah the hyena. H-H. Yeah. Okay.
That sounds better. Okay, yeah. So we read the hyena. Are you happy with that? Are we done? Or do you want more?
Does she have a message for people?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay.
Does she have a message for me?
The message for you. Okay, the message for you would be better, right? Let me see. This is what I hear. So I'm just going to tell you what I hear. Hopefully. The cool thing about animals, they're very blunt. They don't, like, get all touchy-feely. So she says, keep going forward. Don't look back. Just keep moving forward. Something about take no prisoners.
Ooh.
And she's saying that watch your back at the same time. Look forward, but watch your back. Take no prisoners. I think she's, like, kind of showing, like, she says you should have more of a protective sword, like,
yeah.
that's why she's talking about protection, and that was her role, and that you need to amp that up. Like, nice. You need to do more of that. But she says things, the rain, like she's showing, like, you know how there's rain clouds and then it breaks, mm-hmm. and there's a rainbow. She goes, the rainbow's coming your way, actually in the next month and a half.
Ooh.
So we'll see.
Did she have children? What? I'm really invested.
Actually, she did. That's why I kept telling you. She kept saying protector. Aww. She's saying that's why I'm the protector. So she said it's similar to the lioness.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the main thing is that she's like fine. She's okay. kind of more cool. Like, if you're going to have her body here,
yeah,
then you got to kind of listen to her guidance more.
Yeah. Okay. I'll listen, Hannah.
And also, like,
Hannah from Savannah.
That you respect the Savannah's
of Africa.
Do other people not? Do people like not respect her because she thinks other people are more?
I think a lot of people touch her.
Respectful.
I think a lot of people touch her, and they're like, you know, very. She scares some people too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's a hyena.
Yeah.
They're no joke.
They're no joke.
Mm-mm. And they're not the ones everyone's looking for. Everyone's looking for the lions.
That's true. That's such. True. That's true. Well, there thank you, Hannah.
Thank you, Hannah. So I read Hannah. We'll revisit Hannah yet again.
We'll or revisit maybe... Hannah.
Wait, did you say again. You have a stuffed snake?
No.
Oh.
No. But I do. Oh, my a God. Lies. Can we? How many people think that she should read all the taxidermy in this room every episode? Because I got a fox. I got, I got a magpie bird. I have a raven. We have a lot of taxidermy. Ooh, raven. She can read.
Raven,
she,
I we would.
Have a lot of taxidermy she can read.
Okay.
Drop in the comments Drop if you want her to read all here the...
And on our Instagram. Yeah. Oh, by the way, we're on Instagram on the Witch and the Medium. And you could drop it on there. Let us know when this episode drops. Do you want me to read a different animal, taxidermy
yes,
animal?
Yes.
How am I not going to be Wait. Surprised? Of course, a yes. Everyone's yes. going to want us to do this.
Yes.
All right. So now this is perfect that she's on your side because she's definitely more connected to you than she yeah. would have been on my side. So now let's segue into the Interview with the Vampire.
Yes. So, y'all.
Okay.
AMC. Binged they did a series. They did a series. Yeah.
Yeah.
You in a day? In
a day and a half, yeah.
Shit. So they did a series of Anne Rice's Interview with the Vampire.
Which I love.
It got a lot of flack because it is very different from the book. Mm. It's different from the movie. But I almost want to say, I don't want to say it's better.
Yeah.
But it is... Its incarnation was so good.
It was so good.
The history.
It was so good.
Everything.
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 So let's get into it. Okay. First of all, can I just start real quick with my little quick story of how
yes.
I first saw Interview the Vampire? Because it's connected to witches.
Yes.
So I met this woman when I was first opening up my abilities. And by the way, her name was Nancy. And that's significant. And I was 19, so this was before The Craft was put out.
Oh, shit.
This was before. And if anyone knows my story, my mother died after I was born 10 days later and all that. And I all of a sudden, I was open to, like, magical things, right? And I meet this woman who I decided I wanted to go to New York because I was modeling back in the day, which I hated.
Hey!
And she was like... connect this woman. I looked at her and I was like, are you an angel? She's like, something like that. And she like said, I'm going to help you do all these things. Anyway, I got involved in her world. She took me to see the Interview with the Vampire. And she used to like hear my thoughts. She would bring stuff to me. I didn't know how she knew. Later, I found out she was definitely very much a witch.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first witch I ever met. And she was like, trippy things happened. Like after I disconnected with her, I saw her flying in my dream. She was calling my name. Like,
whoa.
Witches can do that shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's real, guys. Like, no one believed me. I was like, she's flying in my dream. And then something told me, like, take this dagger and, you know, take her through the dagger, and that's how you'll conquer her in your
dreams.
Yeah. This is when I was like 19, 20, and I did, and I said, and something said, say, you know, I know you don't appreciate this, but for her, it's not dark like what Dylan doesn't like, but she was attacking. So it was just kind of a quick way, like, I'm going to not let you attack me. I'm going to rise up over you. Like, you're stronger than her. That's what I was hearing. Mm-hmm. And then she shrunk and went away. But she used to, she took me through that movie to go, I kind of felt like she was very much like a Lestat.
Yeah.
100%. She loved that
controlling
movie. She wanted me and her to, like, partner up to, like, get to take money from rich men. Like, it was very kind of similar. And she talked about, oh, I think I'm like this vampire or something. I mean, she might have been a little cuckoo too. Who knows? But she definitely had gifts and trippy things. And the first time I saw it was like, you know how he's sitting in the theater?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm being hunted. That was me in the theater with her. I was like, wow, to be the vampire. And she was like sitting right here. She was like, don't you love this? And I think she was bisexual for sure. And I was like not experienced at all. So I literally felt very similar. And I'm not surprising she wanted me to see this movie, right? Because she was seducing.
Yeah.
So that was my introduction to it. And then later I realized she was very much a witch. And I realized like I said to her at one point, like, I'm leaving. And she was like, I'm not going to be friends with you. And she was like, oh, I guess you're not the one. It was like a trippiest experience. I can go on and on about it. But that's how I saw the movie. And I love the movie. But this version...
it's so good.
It's so good. Right.
It's... one, it got a lot of... at the beginning, not so much anymore.
Okay.
At the beginning, because... you know, Louis is very different. So in the book,
I mean, we could say that they're upset because he's African American. Some people were upset about that.
Yeah, because he's black, and they changed the time period. So originally it was in the
eighteenth century. But they had to because of Louis. Yes, it wouldn't make sense.
It wouldn't. But the thing that I loved about it so much is, one, it's its own version. The story is very compelling. I will say, Louis's race is not anything to me, but the thing that kills me is his personality, because Louis in the book and Louis in the movie, if you're like Brad Pitt Louis, the whole thing is that he's such a nice person and his innocence is kind of stripped away.
That's true, and he's tortured.
And he's tortured
but
in that way.
I felt like he was
whereas
a tortured
this
soul.
Lestat is kind of a gigolo.
You mean Louis?
This Louis is a gigolo. He runs a brothel. He's kind of a gangster. So there's kind of a hardness about him.
Right.
But
don't you think it was kind of like fake, because he was like, oh, I'm wearing a mask.
Yes, yes.
I'm not really that.
And
he wasn't really that guy.
What I did love was, like, they put it in the time of Jim Crow. And I think they brought awareness.
They covered that.
I thought that was amazing.
Brilliant.
Also, historically, there were those issues with the French Quarter and race. Like, that was a huge issue. And
right.
they really... delved into those topics.
Yeah.
And it was very interesting to see his quarrel with Lestat, because Lestat could not understand. So Louis was like, I'm living in a world where I'm queer.
Right.
And I'm black.
Right.
And I have these things. And Lestat doesn't see that because he's French and white.
Right. I mean, but he does start off by telling him, you know, like that scene when they're at the poker table.
When they
so
freeze
by the way,
everything.
Spoiler alert. Because we have to talk about it. So if you haven't seen it, I don't know what to tell you. Go see it and come back.
We're going to put it in the comments, or you should put a thing.
Yeah,
from this moment on.
Spoils. Okay. So when they're playing poker and it freezes like that.
And he's like, you don't know your value.
And he's talking to him. Oh, I get chills. I mean, because he's the one who's pointing out, he's like, listen, do you know how they think about you? And obviously he's seducing him because he's like, I can give you the power.
Right.
To, like, rule over these people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought
that was brilliant.
You know what scene got me? And I think it's the same episode when Louis's brother asks Lestat about his relationship with God.
Yes.
I kind of thought about me, but then I also thought about, like, so many people I know that have turned to witchcraft.
Right.
And he's like... oh, no, I loved God. I was dedicated to God. Mm-hmm. And because of this, and because of that, and because of that, and because of that, I was stripped of my faith. Yep. And when I asked God
right.
for whatever, right. I didn't get it. And he goes, I think he says, I am oceans.
God is oceans between us. I know, brilliant. I get chills on that too.
I got like, I was like,
yeah, me too. Yeah, because I know that feeling too.
Yeah.
I know that feeling because I was raised religious. And when people would ask me that, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I've been down this road, but that didn't bring me anything.
Yes.
So he's basically, it's not like he's turning to something negative.
No.
He's turning, realizing the power had to come from another
right.
place.
And there was one thing, because I also feel that they made more in this series. Like, obviously, yes, they're vampires. But I feel like vampires is more a psychological... I think it's human.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, think about it. Because, like, you know, on our podcast, we always fight, like, how, like, good and bad are relative, right?
Right, right.
And in this series, they are finding their way. Where mm-hmm. Lestat and Louis have two different ways of handling with things. Lestat is bi. He mm-hmm. cannot just be with one partner.
Right, right.
Then you have Louis that right. wants to be monogamous.
He's like the best scene. Oh, wait. Another best scene.
Yes.
Is when he's like, aren't I enough? And he's like, he starts laughing.
Yeah.
And he's like, we have like thousands of years. He's like, the rules have gone out. Like, do it like every yeah. lot. He's like, none, like, we will be companions, but
yeah,
like, those rules will comply to us. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's trying to open him up to like the world.
Yeah. And I will say, I have a different. So I have much more empathy for this Lestat than
me
Tom
too.
Cruise. Because
me too.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. At the end of part one,
yeah,
because there's more. At the end of part one, when he kills him and he says, it's always been you.
Yes.
I've always loved you.
Yes.
I was like, cry, 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 cry. Now, I fucking hate Claudia. Hate Claudia. She's a cunt. No?
Really?
Oh, my
God.
You
know what? I will say this. I didn't really like this Claudia as much in her the way it was portrayed.
Yeah.
I mean, I know when it made more sense they made her older because
right.
because it was kind of weird the first movie round.
It was.
But I think they made her so hard. Like they didn't
yeah.
I didn't feel for her.
No. And
I didn't root for her.
No. And I think she came out like even the first episode that introduces Claudia, the moment she can think telepathically with Louis,
yeah,
like Lestat never had hope.
Right,
there's no hope.
Yeah,
they had already.
I thought that was an odd.
And I really felt like they, I mean, they did it. They portrayed it perfectly, but you really felt like there was a rivalry. Like I think she got jealous of Louis's relationship with Lestat.
Yeah,
and the other thing too is that like yes, Lestat is the brat prince, which I think Tom Cruise really did portray. But this Lestat,
no,
I mean,
this Lestat was just perfect.
Oh, and
it's
when he gets mad and starts speaking
Lestat
in French,
when I read the book.
When he gets mad and starts speaking in French,
yeah. mm-hmm.
I was like, oh shit. And the other thing too that I, the one thing.
When I read the book, this is how I pictured
Lestat. Oh, yes, me
yeah,
too.
More
the
this
other
way.
Thing too was mm-hmm. I think that while they tap on the queer, you know, he even says, I think in the second or third episode, he's like, you know, the difference is that you're half queer. He's like, you're white, you're French, you're half queer. I'm black, I'm this, I'm whatever.
Right.
They don't really, like, at the end of the day, it's two men that just love each other.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was really cool.
I feel like they showed the love and the torture. I mean, I feel like what was really great is how they show, like, if you're going to be immortal.
Yeah.
If you're going to, like, live a life like this, they're still dealing with very similar human things.
Yes.
And even when they're, like, stuck in that house, people have been in marriages and stuff.
Yes.
Where they're just
stuck with each other.
And you're, like, getting
That's
irritated.
What I thought was so human.
Yeah, I thought that was very human.
Yes.
Because I was like, I mean, they're vampires, so they could just, like,
yes.
they could just leave.
Yes, right? Especially, but the other thing I thought was amazing, too, the second last, when they decide to leave New Orleans, you see that there are voodoo dolls there, there are Catholic Bibles.
Yeah.
So they're showing that it's not just, like, their lifestyle is being shunned by all spiritual practices.
Right, because all spiritual practices are like, we don't do like...
Do the unnatural. The undead. They're like, uh-uh. Like, you're going into different territories. Right. So I thought
but
that was very
interesting.
But there
were the rich yes. who were interested in their in, secrets yes. and were willing to
That
pay.
Mardi Gras episode. The last episode.
Yes.
So good.
Yeah, so
His
good.
Wig.
Yeah.
He's everything. But going back, so like we were talking about like why New Orleans? Why this? One, New Orleans had the highest death mortality rate in the 17 and 1800s. So it makes sense that like, you know, and also that became a fashion style. Like a lot of people got... they got tuberculosis, so they were very pale, very gaunt.
Oh.
So that was kind of like the style. And as you got sick, you know, that kind of became a thing. So I think that there is a lot... I mean, death in New Orleans have just a history,
yeah.
you know? So from their cemeteries to the way that they honor the dead, their death customs, their death rituals, which we'll do a episode about.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that, and I think Anne Rice, she lived in New Orleans.
Okay.
They had a second line for her. Her crypt is there. I don't know. It's just, I think they paid respect to
They paid respect to her
yes,
by doing it there.
Absolutely.
And then also, it's a perfect element if you're going to have like the French
yes.
aspect of having
yes.
Creole and everything.
Yeah.
And that whole energy of it. It makes
Absolutely.
Sense for that time.
Yes. And yeah. also for vampires, thinking like he even said, it's a perfect city because it really is the city that never sleeps.
Right.
Bourbon Street is always bustling. There is always... Hardy
it's kind
is
of like
an endeavor.
York,
it's kind of like
but
New York.
It has a different
you know?
Vibe, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think for the setting for wanting to bring the whole vampire
yes.
thing.
It is.
It kind of has an old world.
Absolutely.
To it.
Very old world.
Right.
So I think it was just very, and I think how this relates to magic or witchcraft or mediumship, I think one, they say something that I thought was very interesting, where they talk about the spirit, how the spirit lingers. Remember, they say something about, they were like, once spirit has left the body is the body. Because remember, they're like, don't drink a, they're like,
right.
don't drink,
that's right.
you cannot
drink
from
the
dead.
The blood of the dead.
Because the spirit is gone.
Right.
Which also, if you think about it, vampirism, if you think of psychic vampires,
yep.
you are attacking the essence or soul or the energy of the person.
Right.
And... When remember the guy comes to him, he's like, I want eternal life, but he had cancer of the blood.
Yeah, and he spits it.
And he spits it out.
Right.
Because that energy is toxic. That aspect is
right.
toxic.
Right.
So that is very spiritual and supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
I also love the idea that once they turn, they see the world in a different way.
Well, I was going to say, the part that I thought was interesting is that once he turns, because they did that in the original movie
yes.
too. Is that everything comes to life and
yeah.
everything sees a different way. And it kind of shows that death can be not scary and
yes.
it's magical, that it's the veil. That's really the veil
mm-hmm.
being lifted. Because I've always said to people, the veil is really like something lifts off your eyes.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, I see the magic in
yeah.
the world, right? There's
right.
a world here that I didn't see before. He saw the energy different.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy is interviewing was like, oh, you were high. And he's like, yeah, I was. But it wasn't like he was high. He was... That's what being
yes.
high does to
Which
you.
Which also, if you think about that, how in shamanism and other things,
yeah.
how many times do they use plant medicine?
That's what I was gonna
and
say.
And hallucinogenics
right.
to reach
to open yourself up to see. Yeah.
And so that was very interesting. The other thing, what was the other thing that they say to? Oh, the body dying. It's a ritual death. When they transform it, they're like, they feel this pain, and
right.
they're like, that's just your body dying.
Because that's just your body
because
dying.
Because the soul remains.
Right.
And the soul still inhabits the body in vampires. But, like, think about it. Like, once they're dead, like, he couldn't turn the girl that she fell in love with because his soul had already left his body.
Right, right,
he
right.
He was just
right,
gone.
Right,
yeah. You know? And I think that goes to something, too. Like, we talk about how, like... You know, yeah, are there spirits around cemeteries? Cool. But, like, your soul is not attached
to right, places
the body.
Or to your body.
Or to your body,
right.
you know?
There, it's,
I mean, it is now. Like, right as we live, we inhabit
Right. This is the vessel. And what he did was like, how do we keep the vessel alive? Mm-hmm. But I think the interesting about the vampire idea is that if they have to get blood from the living.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've always tried to figure out, like, I know there's the concept of energy vampire, and that some people say that's really what the representation is. It's not literal. It's the life force of the spirit that you're sucking off of. But what do you think, like, in the show and everything, when they're hunting and they're actually trying to pull the blood, I was like trying to wonder if it's literal or is it symbolic of something, like they need someone else's life force to keep going?
I think they do. I mean, think about it, that you need the life force, because if that was the case, they could just feast off the dead.
Right.
Like, if it was just blood.
Right.
They could just drain dead bodies.
Makes sense. That's
so
true.
I do think, and also think about how, think of energy. No, like, one of the things that I thought was, like, this makes, like, where does Louis take Claudia? Where does Lestat take Claudia? To Lover's Lane, where they're boinking.
And he's like, because
the energy.
He said the energy is really, right.
Is potent there. So, like, I think that is how they feel alive. They go after those that are youthful. They go after... Oh, the one thing that I thought of you was when they're walking and they were reading the minds and they're like, everyone thinks of three things. Going home.
Yes.
What is it? Going home.
Eating.
And sex.
And
I think it's so true.
I think
and then
so
remember,
true.
He's like, no, this guy is... And Lestat goes, wait for it.
He's like,
I want to go home. Because he's like, I have these dreams. So Louis's like, no, see, it's different. And he goes, or I'm going to go home.
I want to go home. And I think it's true. And also, what I loved is that they showed them telepathic talking.
Yeah.
And I always tell people that on the other realm, all people need
to do is telepathically
talk. That they don't need to, like, use words and use the physical. So they have a physical body.
Yeah.
But they're able to telepathically talk because they surpass the body.
Absolutely.
One of my favorite scenes is when the interviewer goes, oh, give a black man... the power.
Oh my God!
To
yes,
be a vampire. Like,
yes,
he names all these things, like, who has been mistreated.
Yeah,
and he's a vampire, and I was like, do it. I was
yes.
like, do it.
Absolutely.
Like, he's like standing there. I'm like, get this guy who's talking
yeah.
down to him.
Yeah,
been talking down to him, and it's like you could feel like he's like, I have some power now.
Yeah,
like, why do I have to sit here and have you treat me like a child?
Yeah.
I mean, and you felt like, you didn't feel bad for the guy? I feel bad
the
for the
interviewer?
Guy. No, I mean the guy, no, when he's talking about that, and then they show the scene of the big guy that the landlord. The
oh, no, I know somebody
no,
from him. He
no.
had to go.
He had to go.
He had to go.
And it was like, you felt like finally, like he kind of, and he goes, and I am a vampire.
Yes.
He accepted, I have this power.
Yes, and it took that. It took being belittled. Well, and then here's the other thing, too.
Like, he didn't realize for a long time, like, why do you have to take this anymore?
Yes.
Like, Lestat keeps telling him, like, why do you want to do these
things?
Like, why don't you accept that you're
right.
a killer?
Well, even Lestat gets put in his place, remember? Because he was like, fledgling. And he goes, sounds awful lot like master.
Yes.
You know, he goes, oh, don't. Like, I thought
that
was very...
Yeah, because he was the interviewer. The one thing I liked about this movie is the interview. Because
yes.
he's got a much smarter, much
yes.
more in-depth person,
yes.
personality. And I like that the interviewer's like pointing things out.
Challenging
like, you're
him.
In love with him.
Yeah.
He's abusing
Yeah.
Like, you're just, you're accepting this abuse. Or he's your master, just in a different form. Like, he kept pushing him.
Yeah. And I also like that even the interview, like, he's like, he also did not care for Claudia. He's like... She's like, when are you, she's a killer.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I,
she
yeah,
has
yeah,
no.
Yeah, I love that. He was like,
he had no sympathy
oh,
for
you,
her.
Oh, do you feel, he goes, she's a cross between, she's like, she's.
What was it?
Charles
Manson.
Yeah, he
yeah.
was like, she's vicious. Like,
yeah.
she's like, someone's saying she feels captive. But I felt like the same thing. I didn't have any empathy for her.
No.
Because I felt like she was vicious towards Lestat. Is it Lestat?
Yeah, it's Lestat.
Okay, I always say Lestat.
Or Lestat. Whatever, Lestat.
Okay.
But
yeah.
I think, and here's the thing,
they
too.
They just didn't make
she
her
blames,
character very good.
She blames, wait, you know what's funny? When you were talking about Nancy, you're like, are you an angel? That's what she says to
I know that. Louie! Isn't
she that goes, weird? Are you an angel?
Isn't it weird? That's when I weird. Met her, she's like, oh, I'm going to help you because I wanted to get to New York. And she gave me these clothes. And I go, are you Angel? And that's when I learned because she, I think she knew how to glamour.
Shit.
And I looked at her and she looked all shiny and she went something like that.
Damn.
And I was like, la, la, la. Because I was like super dumb and
damn.
I was super naive.
La,
day.
La, la.
I was like, wow, really? And then that guy said that to her because if someone has a magical, he could feel something. Maybe it was her innocence.
Maybe.
But she wasn't so innocent.
But I also think like there is the lessons that I took away from this was one healthy ego. Like I feel like Lestat's downfall was his ego. And his inability to trust and share. I mean, think about it. Like, he kept What's-Her-Face alive.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, homegirl alive. He turned her. He did all these things that did not lead up to trust. So...
If you, which one do you think, between me and you, who's Lestat, who's Louis?
I think you're Louis. I think I'm Lestat.
That's right. It's true. I think so, too, because I feel like when I watched it, that's what I thought about because I knew we were going to do this podcast. Because I'm like, he's always going, Adela, accept certain things.
Yeah.
Just embrace it. Because I have a hard time, like, he's telling him, accept your nature.
Yeah.
And I have a hard time accepting my nature, like, that we're in this world and I'm going, like, I'm in this world, but I want to pretend like I'm...
Well, and you also, like, I think there's, like, you remember how, like, Louis gets turned... And he still wants to help his family, and he still wants to do business, and he still wants to do everything. And I think you are very concerned about how you are viewed, whereas, like, I'll do a post, and you'll be like, Dylan, it sounds like you're satanic. And I'm like, if they don't understand, they're stupid. Get with it. You're not stupid. I'm just saying. Like, appearances are one thing, or, like, read or do the information, you know?
I think it's because that's what I'm saying. That's what I meant by I feel like people have held me in a box.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be held in that box. And I feel like people held me in that box. I'm like, oh, I have to stay in
this box. But now you're conditioned.
Right.
And I think even with your clients, if we're going to be honest, I think there's a part of you that doesn't want to scare people.
Well, because whenever I've tried to go outside that box, people would tell me that.
Yeah.
They would say, oh, Adela, that's...
She does candles. She's afraid to say that she does candles. You know, or she doesn't want people to get misconstrued that she's a witch or that she does this or whatever.
Because in the own witch your magic. World, I thought that people thought if I didn't do it their way, I wasn't allowed to say
Fuck
it
Fuck those people. And I think after a certain amount of time, you can say the F word. I'm pretty sure.
You can say it any time.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Fuck those people.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing, too, going back, the one where I was like, this is me. When Lestat is watching the opera and the guy's going flat and singing off key. That's me. I have a weird thing. Like, if you're going to perform, bitch better be great.
I think what I loved about watching Lestat, what I felt like I related to Louis is that he felt like you're right. He felt like I have to be careful and take care of the people and I have to take, and he was like, just, you know, you're not responsible for this anymore. Yeah. You have to move forward. But mostly he wasn't accepting himself and he wasn't accepting his dark side, which was like, you know, meaning like where people kind of say the shadow of yourself. But I think the other part, what I liked about Lestat is his just calling people out like every minute. Like people were like being bold, saying stuff. And he lived 150 years.
Right,
so
but
by this point,
he
had no problem being like, oh, people are like this and calling him out. Like he was like, drop all of these. Like they don't exist anymore.
And I thought it was very interesting. Do you know how often, like it was interesting how often they reference angels and demons.
Yes.
And the dark and all that. And remember he was like, are you the devil or are you whatever? And Lestat is like, I'm just me.
Right.
You know?
And the mom was like, oh, I see.
He goes, I see the devil.
I see the devil in your eyes.
Eyes. There he is.
That was intense. And you know what? That is what I feel like people would do to me.
Yeah.
Is it when I started to come out with what I did, I got, like, because I grew up Christian, people told me, people still tell me I'm going to go to hell.
Shit.
People tell me, you know, I should be stoned. All kinds of things.
Damn.
Because when you talk to the dead,
and
he was dead.
Yeah.
then people are like, oh, you're talking to demons. You are a demon.
And
so I think that's why I've worked so hard to be like, hey, listen, I'm like, cool, but that's not really
who I am. You gotta accept it. I think you kind of have to pull, like, remember when the sister built a mausoleum?
Yes.
And was like, you're dead. I think a part of you needs to die so that Adela 2.0 can be like,
pfft. That's true, because there's a part of me that people don't realize is not this.
And now she's coming out. She's coming out.
Yeah, coming out. Now, I'm tired
I mean, there were many things. The one thing that I wish they would have kept.
Okay.
So they dump Lestat in the trash and he eats rats, right?
Yes.
In the book and in the movie, they dump him in the Mississippi and he eats a fucking alligator because he's that badass.
Oh, I don't remember. In the movie, they didn't dump him in the water. Yeah, remember?
Well, they burn him dump his body.
Right.
And you see the alligator get like...
down. Yeah,
I wish they did that. But yeah.
They kind of had to do the... Yeah, that's true.
Let us know your thoughts.
Yeah, let us know
on Interview with a Vampire the series. If you
haven't watched it, and there's another...
The Witching Hour is coming out, and Rice's Witching Hour, and I was a magical witchcraft consultant for the series.
Yes.
So
now you're going to have to watch that.
Now you're going to have to watch that.
And we're going to have to watch it.
Yes, and I'm going to have to watch Stranger Things.
And he's not going to watch the whole thing because... At least with Interview Vampire, I've always loved.
Yes.
Because I read all the books and I saw the movie and everything before this. But you have to at least watch one episode I tell you to watch. Just one.
I will.
Because in Interview with Vampire, we'll do a comment. It's one season.
Yeah. But this is four seasons.
But anyway.
I'll do some watch. And I got to pee.
Okay.
It hit me.
Okay.
I had too much coffee.
Let us know what other things you would like us to cover, topics, but other shows and whatnot. Smash that button and follow us on Instagram, The Witch and the Medium.
Adela Levine on Instagram. Mystic Dylan Official on Instagram. Watch out for spam accounts.
Yes, we both have been. I have a fake account that I have nothing by my name. No asterisks.
Don't
no
DM
underscore.
Me about the fake account. There's nothing I can do. I report them all the time.
People DM me too. Like,
Mystic Dylan Official. This is the way it goes. No underscores, no additional letters. Mystic Dylan Official. That's it.
Adela Levine on all platforms. I have no added asterisk, and I will never DM you and say, hey, sweetie, what you
I had
sign?
A dream about you.
Yes, we don't do that.
We don't do
we
that.
We don't DM people for readings. And follow us on TikTok, too, because I do post these little
there
clips.
There we go.
On
she
TikTok.
Does. I don't.
I post them.
Yes.
So thank you so much, and...
Have a magical day.
And I don't like to say goodbye, so see you soon. All right.
Oh my God, I gotta pee so bad.
Okay, wait, let me hit. You can follow us at The Witch and the Medium on Instagram and Mystic Dylan Official on Instagram and Adela Levine on Instagram. And follow and subscribe at our YouTube channel, The Witch and the Medium. Theme music written and composed by Margaret Lane and Taylor Lane. You can follow her at Margaret Lane Music on Instagram. And please give us a rating and a little star on iPod and share your reviews. We love hearing from you. See you soon.